Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. This is Bob Connell, and this is day number 3 of our Veterans Week special programs dedicated to veteran services and veterans programs. And Senator Bozeman, thank you so much for joining us from our special guest that you got with us today.
Well, thank you, Bob, so much for having us. And we do have two very special guests, Anita Deason, who works on my staff, retired colonel, works really hard helping veterans with the various problems that they've got. And then also, we're really pleased to have in Arkansas, Colonel Lloyd. She's head of the Veterans History Project of the Library of Congress. So she's out of Washington. She's touring the state. And we can be very proud of the fact that Arkansas has done a great job with the Veterans History Project, getting these memories, getting these very important parts of histories recorded.
Being on the Veterans Committee, you guys have done something that has been talked about for a few years now that has been passed and starting to be implemented.
We've had a problem, you know, really for decades in the sense that you have a situation where maybe you need a specialist in the VA, maybe because the facility that you go with is very busy and you can't get a timely appointment. Maybe you live a long way away. You know, we're blessed. We've got two outstanding VA hospitals in Arkansas, but we've only got two. And so people have to travel long distances. So we passed a law, we passed the Choice Act, and that made it such that we were able to deal with some of those problems. We've come back, you know, in the last year and passed a law called the Mission Act. And what that does is really even take the Choice Act, which was a great step in the right direction, making it such that it was easier for veterans to get the care that they needed in a more timely fashion, but it wasn't perfect. So we've improved on that. We passed this Mission Act, and that will be implemented. The rules come out, I think, in June or July, and then will begin to be implemented July till the end of next year. But I think once those are implemented, then we'll have a lot of flexibility in scheduling with veterans' health care, those that live extended distances away. And it might be, you know, if you're in your 90s, you know, it might be difficult to go 40 miles or 30 miles as opposed to somebody that's a little bit younger, depending on the disease problem that you have. All of those. So it'll give the VA a lot of flexibility to look at all of those things. And then looking at the individual rather than a one size fits all, allow them to structure things to get you the most effective care that we can get.
You know, Anita, we talk about health. That is a big portion of the VA, helps a lot. Many military veterans don't even understand that they are eligible for a benefit they earned. Talk about some of the benefits that many don't know.
Well, an example was we were at an event and a gentleman was speaking about his time in Vietnam, and he ran into a friend of his, was in the same firefight, received similar injuries. They both received Purple Hearts. And while he was just discussing that with his friend, he finds out that that gentleman was receiving VA health care, VA disability benefits, and he wasn't. And he just didn't even know to ask. He didn't know where to go. So there's a plethora of VA benefits out there. It's just getting our veterans to the right contact to access those benefits.
Even hearing aids is something that many people don't understand. And many from World War II have hearing problems. You talk to the wives, I do, and they select their hearing. But sometimes it's something that can be corrected, right?
That's right. But you have to apply for these things. It's not an automatic. They do have to apply.
All right. That's great. Well, we're coming up with go ahead.
My wife thinks I've got a hearing problem at times. You know.
I have selective hearing. That's what the doctor says. No, his hearing's fine. Just like
if Kathy were here, she would be able to relate to that.
That's right. So that's something so amazing when you look at the veterans' benefits that we just got. If you know a veteran or if you're a veteran, just contact, just reach out, and it may be a life changer.
No, they do need to, for sure. And the other thing about veterans' benefits is, as we discover more and more research into various aspects of what happened, Agent Orange would be one of those. Agent Orange, originally, that was the defoliant that they used in Vietnam, and so many people were exposed to it. We found out that that caused significant side effect, and it's caused all kinds of problems. And then as time has gone on, we found more and more side effects. So it's good to stay up to date with these kind of things. You can check with your county service veteran agent. You can check with our office. Again, the VSOs are up on these kind of things, the veteran service organizations. All of these different aspects of getting information are out there. But the important thing is to get that information. And again, always remembering that these are earned benefits. These aren't give-me's. These are earned benefits for their service, which the nation appreciates.
Absolutely. We'll be talking tomorrow as we pick up with day number 4.
Thank you very much, as always, for having us.